Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. We Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach actually begin the last perek of Masechta Brachos, and we actually begin the last Mishnah of Masechta Brachos, because this Mishnah, a lengthy Mishnah, is the only Mishnah in this perek. It says the Mishnah, Roy Mokum, Shanas by Nisim Yisrael. Somebody sees a place when Nisim occurred for Klal Yisrael. Omer, he says, Baruch Shos Nisim Lavaseinu Pamokam Azeh. He says this bracha. Although our Mishnah says Tosfos, does not say the full nusach of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, says Tosfos that of course, like by all brachas, you certainly need to say Baruch Ato Hashem. A bracha without Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, is not a bracha. Just the Mishnah doesn't mention it because it goes without saying. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that since these are not brachas kavuas, and you have the option of not seeing what you're seeing, not going there, so it's not considered bracha kavua, and you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem. The halach is that you do say Baruch Ato Hashem. If you see, says the Mishnah, Mokum Shenekum Men Avodas Kechavim, a place where Avodah Zorah was uprooted, Omer, he says, Baruch Shaka Avodah Zorah Meir Tseinu. You say this bracha. The Ross says that only in Eretz Yisrael is such a bracha said, but not in Chutz Laretz. The Rambam hold that even the Rambam paskins, even in Chutz Laretz, you should make this bracha. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Siman Reish Chof Dalad Sif Beis Paskins. Moreover, says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Yerushalmi, it's only if Avodah Zarah was uprooted from all of Eretz Yisrael is this Nusach said. If it was uprooted only for one specific place, then you only say Baruch Sh'okar Avodah Kechavim Me'amokam Hazem. Al Azikin, which we'll describe in the Gemara, Al Azavis, earthquakes, Valra Omim, thunder, Ruchais, winds, Brokim, lightning, you say, Baruch, Shekoicha Gvorosim, Waloi Oilam. Interesting question that I saw Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses. What happens? We know, we learned earlier in our Masechta, that if somebody is in a cemetery, he shouldn't have his tzitzis out because there's a concern of Loi Glorash, the sort of saying to the people who are buried in the cemetery, I could still do mitzvahs and you can't. What would be the halacha if somebody's in a cemetery and it's thundering and lightning? What do you do? So he quotes a Tshuvas Noida Behuda, Eir Chaim Siman Mem Aleph, that if you miss the opportunity to saying a bracha on a thunder or lightning, it's a error that cannot be corrected. You should certainly make the bracha. He says it's no different that, let's say, somebody is in a cemetery and he must eat. So, of course, he should make the bracha before he eats. And there is no exemption because he's in a cemetery. Continues the Mishnah. Al Horim, on mountains, Val Gvolos, on hills, Val Yamim, on seas, Val Nahoros on rivers, Val Midbaros on deserts, Oimer Baruch Oise Bereishis. Rehud Oimer Haroyas Yam HaGodl. If somebody sees the Yam HaGodl, the halach is, he says, Baruch Shasas Yam HaGodl, this man Shemirei Leprokim. So there are a number of halachas that were said here. Number one, the halach on saying this bracha on mountains and hills is only when they are extraordinary. If they're regular mountains and hills, you don't make this bracha. Also, the halacha of saying Yam HaGodl is a very big debate. What is the Yam HaGodl? But it seems that the opinion of most Paiskim is the Yam HaGodl means the Atlantic Ocean. Although the Shulchan Aruch says that the Yam HaGodl, this is in Reish Chof Chesef Aleph, says it seems to be, as the way the Mediterranean, Mishnah Berurah learns, the Mediterranean Ocean, because it's the Yam that you enter into Eretz Yisrael. And here the Mishnah says that you only make the bracha once every 30 days. And the Paiskim say that when we count the 30 days, is you don't count the day that you saw it, and then you don't count the day I'm going to see it. There has to be a full interval of 30 days in between the time you recite the brachas. Al Gashamim, on rain, Val Psuris Toivis, on good news, the bracha is Baruch HaToiv Vametiv. Toiv is Hashem did good for me. Vametiv, that not only am I the recipient of this bracha, but I'm native. Other people are also the recipient of this bracha. Absurus Rois, of Chas V'Shalom, there's bad news. The bracha is Baruch Dayan Ha'amas. Bonabai is Chadosh, if somebody built a new house, the Konam Kelim Chadoshim, or he bought new clothing. And here again, the Paiskim say that the definition of new clothing is that it's something that you don't buy in a regular interval, and therefore causes you true simcha. Omer Baruch Shachiyon Mekimon Avol Yon Al Azman Azeh. Mevarach Al Ra, Mein Al Toiv. When you make a bracha, if something bad happened, you have to make a bracha mentioning the good. Al Toiv Mein Al Ra. That means you have to say, you have to mention good amongst the bad and bad amongst the good. And tomorrow we'll explain what that means. But tzayik l'shavar, if somebody davens of something that already happened, hareza tefillah shav. It's considered a tefillah that was davened in vain. For example, ha'isa mishta muberes, if somebody's wife is pregnant, v'ayim yiratzon shetailet ishti zachar, he davens that I hope my wife has a boy, hareza tefillah shav. Because as the Eliyahu Rabbi says, that after 40 days, the gender of the baby is already determined. So since it's already determined, it's too late. That means, says the Eliyahu Rabbi, before 40 days, you could still daven that it should be whatever gender you're being mispal for. Furthermore, says the Eliyahu Rabbi, even though it's already past 40 days, and you cannot anymore daven for the gender that you would like, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, you could and should still daven that the child that's born should be healthy, should be somebody who learns Torah, does mitzvahs, and masim toivim. That you always could daven. If somebody is traveling on the road, v'shama kol tzvacha be'ir, and he hears screaming in the city, and he says, I hope this is not in my home. Again, I raise a tefillah shav. Because whatever it is already. So, there's a vart from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that Sarah said to Avram Avinu, the time is sorry, Sarai chamosi alecha. Sarai was angry at Avram, because Avram married Hagar and had a son, Yishmael, and she was angry that why didn't you think about me as well, and damn for me that I should have a child. So, answers, says the Brisker Rav, what was indeed Pshat in Avram Avinu? He says, Pshat in Avram Avinu was our Gemara. Because he says, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, our Mishnah, he says, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Tal Ramad Beis, teaches us, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravu, Sar Imainu, Sarah was the islandess, how you saw. She was a woman that couldn't have children. As the Pasuk says, Vayetehi Sarai Akara, Ein lo Vlad, Afila Beis Vlad Ein lo. She didn't even have a womb. So, Avram Avinu, on the other hand, was a person who could have children. The entire issue was that he was already elderly. So, Avram Avinu understood. To daven for somebody who could potentially have children, that's a feel that we could be mispallah. But to daven for somebody who can't have children, that doesn't have any love lad, that's in the category of a tefillah shav. And we're learning that a tefillah shav should not be, a person should not be mispallah a tefillah shav. And that's why Avram was not mispallah for Sarah. Hanichnas l'krach. If somebody enters a city, the halacha is mispal shtayim. She mispal twice. Achz b'knisosoy, v'achz b'tziosoy. One tefillah when he enters the city, and one tefillah when he leaves the city. Benazai, however, says shtayim b'knisosoy. He should mispal two tefillahs as he enters the city, v'shtayim b'tziosoy, and two tefillahs when he leaves the city. Noisen, in each situation, he should give hadar shel over, thanking Hashem for what he did for him on the past, but tzoyik al osid, and davening for the future. So when you enter the city, you thank Hashem that you got here, and you daven to Hashem, halavaya should get further. And the same thing when you leave the city, you thank Hashem for having been there safely, and hope and daven for the future. I saw that the Kedushas Levi explains that a person should always be mispalel b'knesosoy or b'tziosoy. A person comes to a certain madrega, but he should be mispalel that just like he's at this madrega at this point, b'tziosoy, he should have the siyata d'shmaya to remain at that madrega consistently. Chayev Adam l'varach al ha'ra. A person has to thank Hashem even for the bad, Shem shivarach al ha'tov, just like he thanks Hashem for the good. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'haftas Hashem b'chol levavcha means b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yetzer tov or b'yetzer hara. You have to use the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara, b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu noitlos nafshecha, even if Hashem takes your life, or b'chol ma'idecha, b'chol ma'minecha. You should use all your money to serve Hashem. Whatever happens to you, have a moideloy, you should thank Hashem. A person should always accept the din shemayim, no matter what is the case. So, I saw, what is pshat? Chayiv adam levarach al ra'ach, shem shevarach al ta'if. So there's the famous story from the Rebbe Rav Zisha, that they once went to the Mizritcha Magid, and they asked the Mizritcha Magid, how do we understand this Mishnah? Chayiv Adam Levarach Al Ra'ach Kishem Shevarach Al Ha'tov. So they said they should ask the Rebbe Reb Zisha. So he said that, so they went to ask him. So he said, it's surprising that he sent you to me. I never experienced Ra. So how would I know? I saw that the Mechaim explains in the name of the Avos Yisrael, that you have to, not only do you have to thank Hashem for the Ra, just like you thank Him for the Toiva, but you have to say the Bracha the same way. I saw that the Sheirus Yosef explains, why does the Mishnah use the word Chayiv? Shouldn't have the Mishnah use the word Tzorich? The Mishnah is trying to teach us that it's not something you should do, it's Chayiv. A person has to always recognize that he's chayiv, that he has to be in debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's pshat that I saw is in the pasuk that we say every day, Halu b'gvuroisov, halu k'roiv godloi. Whether it's a situation of gvuroisov, there's midas hadin, or whether it's a situation of k'roiv godloi, whatever the situation is, you have to thank Hashem under all circumstances. I saw another pshat from the Rishoner Rebbe. He says, pshat chayv adam levarach al ra kshem shevarach al toiv. So he wanted to understand what is the meaning of kshem. So he says that when something bad happens to somebody, it's difficult to say a bracha this, on that situation. When things go well, then it's easier. So when a person is Baruch Hashem, experiencing good, he should remember that at that time, now he's in a matziv, that he's able to make a bracha, he should remember he owes Hashem a bracha for the difficult time. So I saw, what's pshat chayv adam levarach al ra chayv adam levarach al ra k'shem shevarach al toif? He says that we learned that Yisroi came to the Midbar, and the Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisroi. Vayichad Yisroi means, Rashi says, one of the Pshatim Rashi says, Shanasa Basaroi Chadudim Chadudim. Yisroi was a descendant, and he felt bad what happened to the Mitzrayim. But even though he felt bad for what happened to the Mitzrayim, he realized what wonderful Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. So instead of focusing on himself, he focused on Klal Yisrael, that they were zoich to gevaldig nisim. And that's pshat. Chayiv Odom levarach al ra, shem shevarach al toiv. Even though it's a situation which is raw for you, that shouldn't prevent you from feeling the toiva that is for the other person. But I saw from the Sefer Ishi Yisrael that even though a person, when he has raw, should thank Hashem, that's only where the person himself who's unfortunately experiencing this difficult time. Everyone else should, of course, sympathize with the person who is experiencing this difficult time. He says, that's pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Soif osus b'Hashem, togel nafshi b'elokai. When things are going good for me, soif osus b'Hashem, I am happy, and osus, other people are happy along with me. But when it's elokai, we know elokai represents the Midas Hadin. When it's Midas Hadin, it's only I am supposed to be togel nafshi, except that difficult situation. But everybody else should not be accepting that difficult situation. Everybody else should be feeling bad for me. So the Mishnah said, V'haftas Hashem l'kecha b'chol b'shnei yitzrecha. So the Evan Shleim explains that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, that the Pasuk, what does it mean? How should a person serve Hashem with his Yetzer Hara? So he says that Yetzer Tov represents a person's aspirations for Tov. Yetzer Hara represents somebody whose aspirations are for Gashmius. Says Evan Shloima, what's the Pasuk teaching us? That not only are you supposed to use your Ruchnius for Avodas Hashem, but even the Gashmius, we daven to Hashem, and we ask Hashem for food. Why do we need food? So we should have the ability to have the energy to serve Hashem. If we daven that we should find a good match, a shidduch, we daven because we want to have children that will be Ovdei Hashem. Another pshat that he says, along the lines that we've been explaining, that b'shnei yitzrecha, for yourself, your aspiration should indeed be just for avodas Hashem. But when it comes for other people, you should be thinking about them even for their gashmius. And that's what it means, b'shnei yitzrecha. For yourself, focus on the ruchnius. For other people, it should be for gashmius as well. The Likutei Tzvi explains this Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that a person was born with a Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to be malachim, to be angels. And he therefore says, I recognize that you have a Yetzer Hara, and I expect of you to do whatever you can with the Yetzer Hara that you have, but I don't expect you to do more than you can, because I only expect you to do what you can. The Mishnah says, "B'chol ma'oidcha, b'chol ma'ida v'midu shemaidulcha, have a ma'ida leba ma'id ma'id. Whatever happens to you, thank him." So I saw from the Manastrishna Rebbe that why does it say ma'oid ma'oid in some girsas in the Mishnayos? So he explains, because it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, Ma'oid Ma'oid have a Shval Ruach. A person should be very careful to be very humble. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is, do you know how you achieve to be able, the b'chol midah shemoided lach, that whatever happens to you, you thank Hashem. If, says the Manas Drishna Rebbe, you live in a world, you are a ma'oid ma'oid person, you're a person that always is very humble and modest. A person who's humble and modest, such a person will be able to serve Hashem. The Chiddush Arim says, b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu noitel es nafshecha, that even if you're in a position, there are times when people are noitel es nafshecha, you're really not up to, you're not in the mood, you're not in the madregas to properly serve Hashem. But that doesn't give you an exemption or an exclusion. Afilu hu noitel es nafshecha, even if you're in a time where you're not that strong, you still have to serve Hashem under any circumstances. And along the same line that we just said, it says in Parsha Shemois, V'yatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid. So the Sar Shalom from Braille says, ma'oid ma'oid means that they were very, very in servitude. They were in deep pain and they were in deep sorrows in Mitzrayim. And the Mishnah said, even though they were ma'oid ma'oid, the same thing, even though you're in a situation of ma'oid ma'oid, it's not simple where you are in life, doesn't make a difference. Have a ma'oid ma'oid. We have to thank Hashem under all circumstances and serve Hashem under all circumstances. No excuse. Says the Mishnah, Lo'yekel adam es roishay k'neged shar mizrach. A person cannot behave disrespectfully if he's facing the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, because there's a straight line into the Beis Kachay Kachim. And when you're facing the Kachay Kachim, it has to be with the greatest respect. And therefore, you're not allowed to enter the Har Bais with your stick, or with Minaloi wearing shoes, or with Mendosoi his money belt, or with Avak Shal Raglov dust on his feet, you're not allowed to make the Beis HaMikdash into a shortcut, Rikika, and certainly you're not allowed to spit in the Harabais and Beis HaMikdash. So, explains the Tosfos Yontif. Since our Mishnah described to what degree we have to go with a Havas Hashem, the Mishnah also wants to speak about Yirush Hashem. Says the Mishnah, called Chosvei Bracha Shem HaMikdash. When a bracha was recited in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say, Ara Olam, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael ad ha'olam, mishkilko at tzedakim. But when the tzedakim began their false theories and avodas Hashem, v'amru, and they said, ein olam elacha, there's only one world. So they changed the nusach to skinu she'omrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. They started saying, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Says the Sefer Yisoid HaAvoda, what's pshat min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam? It's very much in line with what we've been learning in this Mishnah. We have olam hazeh and we have olam haba. Our job is min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam to connect the olam hazeh, which is represents gashmius, with olam haba, which represents ruchnius. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, v'skinu she'odim shalos shloim chaveri b'shem. When you greet somebody else, when you greet somebody, you should use the shame. You should use the shame Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vehi boyaz bob mebeis lechem, veyoyim lekoytzim Hashem imochem, veyoyim lo yivarecha Hashem." Vaymer, and the pasuk says regarding when the malachim greeted Gidon, Hashem imcha gibor chayil. They used Hashem's name. Vaymer, atoves ziknech imecha. The pasuk says in Mishlei, do not shame, although your mother is old. What did Chazal mean to teach us with this? We shouldn't shame what Chazal teach us. We should follow what they tell us to do. Voimer, es lasis l'Hashem, hefer teresecha. When it's the time to do what Hashem says, you have to. When it's time to do for Hashem, hefer teresecha, as Rav Nosson explains, hefer teresecha, even though, as we obviously know, mentioning Hashem's name is something that we have to treat with the greatest respect. when it's an Eis Lasis Lashem, when it's an Eis Lasis Lashem, we should nullify that. And we should say Hashem's name. And that's what Reb Nosson says the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Of course, the Greenest for Adam says, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to do something which is usur. We're only allowed to do something which seems to be usur. And there, if Chazal tell us that it's Eis Lasis Lashem, we should do what Chazal tell us and not take any other considerations. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, the Mishnah began that we have to make a bracha when we have a nes. How do we know that? Amar Rav Yochanan, Damakra, as Yisroi approached the Midbar, he said, V'yomi Yisroi, Baruch Hashem Hashehitzel. Yisroi mentioned that we have to thank Hashem for all the nisim that Hashem did for us. However, it says the Marsha, it doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And we, as we discussed at the beginning of today's shir, asked the Marsha, doesn't every bracha have to have that Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? Says the Marsha, since the Baruch Hashem that Yisrael was speaking about was something that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the entire experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim represents Malchus Shemayim, there's no need to say Melech Hashem. Says the Gemara, Anisa de Rabim Mevachinen, the Mishnah began, Makom Shenas by Nisim Li Yisrael. So it seems that on this that happens to Rabim, you make a bracha. Ask the Gemara, Anisa de Yochel Mevachinen, is that indeed the halacha that you don't make a bracha on a nes that happened for a yochid? And from here we see that even though Yisrael himself did not see the nes, but the fact that he heard about the nisim and he knew that this was the nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, he could make the bracha. Says the Gemara, is that true? For a nes the yochid, you don't make a bracha? Ask the Mavahu Gavra, there was a person that was traveling Avi Yamina, and a lion fell upon him. And a nes happened, and he was saved. Whenever you get to that spot, Baruch Shasunis b'makamazeh. Ma'brei de Ravina, have a ka'azel b'faksed Aravis. He was going through the valley of Aravis. B'tzochel amayim, and he was very thirsty. It's Avalei Nisa, and a tremendous Nes happened. Ivalei Eina de Maya, a well of water was created for Ishti, and he drank. The Suzim Nechada, and another time, have a Ka'azel Beriska de Mechuza. He was traveling on the Risk de Mechuza. A Fanofalei Gram de Peritza, a wild camel fell upon him. Esparkalei Ashisa, the wall of the nearby house broke apart, and he was able to escape Al-Gavar to get into that house and escape from the camel. Kimatala Aravis, when he got Taravis, he made the Brok Bashas and Nais by Ravis of Begomel. He mentioned both Nisim. Ke Mata Lariska de Mechuzah Baruch, Baruch Shas and Nais Begomel by Ravis. So we see two halachas. One is that we see that we mention the Nais that even happened for a Yochid. And furthermore, we see that every time you make the Bracha, you mention the Bracha, all the Nisim that happened to you. Answers the Gemara. Indeed. Amri, Anisa the Rabbim, a nes that happened for the Rabbim, Kulei Alma b'chiyuv l'vruchei. Everybody should make this bracha. Where it's a nes, the yachid, Iu chayv l'vruchei, he has to make the bracha, but not everybody else has to make the bracha with him. And that is indeed the halacha, that if somebody had many nisim happen to him, the halacha is that whenever he comes to the spot where this nes happened to him, he has to mention the nes, and he has to mention all of the places where the nes happened to him. That's only that by nes the yochid. By nes of the rabbim, the halacha is you only mention the nes that happened in that particular place, but not all the nesim that happened to Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, the halacha is that not only does the person himself have to make the bracha, but even his son has to make the bracha. But when a son makes the bracha in a place that a nes happened to his father, he only has to mention this particular nes. He doesn't have to mention all the nesim that happened to his father. Also, when you're mentioning it, first you say the nes that happened in this spot, and then you mention all the other nesim. The halacha is that, as I just said, that not only must a person say the nes, but his descendants must also make this bracha. But there's a difference, if, says the Mishnah Berurah, if they were already born before the nes or they were born after the nes. If they were born after the nes took place, then they have to make the bracha. But if they were born before the nes, if they were born after the nes, they have to make the bracha. If they were born before the nes, they don't have to make the bracha. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Harav Ma'abris Hayom. If you see the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf, Ma'abris Hayarden, the place where they crossed the Yarden as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Ma'avris Nachle Arnon, or he sees the place where we'll see soon the Gemara what that happened. Avne Algish Gemara Beis Chorin, which we'll see in a moment. Ve'evet Shebikesh Lizrik Oig Melech HaBashon Yisrael, the stone that Oig wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. Ve'evet Sheyosh LaMoish B'Shah Sheosh Yishu Mechamah Ba'Molik, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when they did war with Amalek. V'ishtei Shaloit, the wife of Loit, v'chaymus Yerucha Shadnevel Mekaymai, the wall of Yerucha that got swallowed up in the place where it was standing, akulam tzuruch shiitein haidah v'shevach lefnei amakam. Says the Gemara, Bishlam v'mabris hayom, we could well understand the mabris hayom. As we say, the ksiv v'yovah b'nei yisob v'soich hayom v'yabasha, it was a tremendous nes. Kriyas Yamsuf. Ma'avis Yardin. The Ksiv Yamda Kahanim Noisa Oram Bris Hashem. Becharova Besoicha Yardin. They were standing in dry land in the Yardin. Hochin Vikol Yisro Ovin Becharova. Adesha Tomu Kol Ovi Goy Lavis Yardin. A tremendous nes that the entire Yardin dried up. Ask the Gemara. Avris Nachli Arna Menolon. What does that represent? Says the Mother Siv. The Pasuk says, Al kein ye omer b'seifa mechames Hashem esvoy b'sufa. What does this mean? Tana esvoy b'sufa. Shnei mitzroim haya. There were two mitzroim. The names were Es and Hav. They were mehalchem seif machni Yisrael. Since they were mitzroim, so we know the mitzroim have to be mechutz l'machna. The mefarshim ask, how could there be mitzroim in the midbar? Didn't everybody get healed by Matan Torah? So some say that after the Maisa Egel, everybody came back to the original disease. Others say they were from the Erev Rav. Or they could have been developed the Tzaras after Matan Torah. So they were going Mahalchim Besoif Machne Yisrael. They were walking in the back of Machne Yisrael, Kavah Kochafel Yisrael, and as Klaiso was walking place the place of Arnoin, Os Amaroi, the Amaroim went, Avdilin the Krusoi, they made caves in the mountain sides, the Toshubahen, in which they hid, Amru, and they said, Kichalf Yisrael Hoko, when Klai Yisrael will pass by here, Nakdilinon will kill them, Veloyav Yodi, but they weren't aware that Aaron have a Mazgah Kamayi Yisrael. The Aaron went in front of Klai Yisrael, the Havamamach Le Turme Kamayu, and would level the mountains before them. Kivin the Asa Oren. So when the Oren came to this place, Adbaki Turbada the Yodadi, the two mountains came together. And all the people that were hiding, the Amaroim, that were hiding in the crevices of the mountain, the Kitlina were killed. The Nachs the Mail and Nachli Arnon. And their blood flowed into the Nachl Arnon. So now when Kiosu Esvaev, these two people Esvaev came, Chazodama the Karnofik Mibeneture, they saw the blood coming out between the mountains. Osva Amr Lel Yisrael. They went and they told Klai Yisrael the tremendous nes that happened. Vamru Shira. Hand the Ksiva Eshan and the Cholim, Ashanat Lashevis, are of initial Gvomayev. The outpouring of the valley where next to the border of Mayev, that's where this nace happened. Avne Albish, what does that mean? My Avne Albish, asked the Gemara, what does that mean? Tana, Avonim, Sham Dol Gavish. These were stones that remained in the air because of one person. Vyardu a Gavish, and they came down for another person. Amda Gavish, they stood in the air because of one person, Amosh the Ksiv. Vish Mosh Onamoid. The Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that the borod should stop, so as soon as he was mispalel, umotaloi nitach arza, any hail, any borod that was coming down, stopped in mid-air. Yor Gavish came down because of Yeshua, the Ksiv, kachlachas Yeshua benun, isha shiruach boy, the Ksiv, yosav b'nei b'nei sol, heim b'nei b'etzachor and Hashem, v'Hashem hishlachaleim, avarim g'dolos, those stones, that hail came down now. Evan, Shabikesh Oig Melech Abosh and Lizakri Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Gemara Gemirulai. They had the following Kabbalah. Amar, Machne Yisrael Kamahava. What is the size of the Machne Yisrael? Tlosa Parsi. It's the size of Tlosa Parsi. So Ezel Ve'ekatur about Tlosa Parsi. We know Oig was tremendously large and tremendously strong. So he uprooted a mountain that was 3 parsis square. Vajde Elayu, and I'll throw it on them. Vektalinu, and that's how I'll be able to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. Also, and indeed, he went Okatura bar Tlosa Parsi. He uprooted a mountain that was 3 parsi big. Vaisa Elration, he carried it on his head. Vaisa Kutcher Baruch Alei Kamsi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought ants into that mountain. Vinakfu, and they made holes into the mountain. Vinachas Betzavari, and they fell around his neck. Have a boy, Levishlefa. He wanted to pick up that mountain from around his neck. Moshechina laigis laigisa. His teeth extended downward on both sides, and he sort of the mountain got locked around his head. Levishlefa, and he couldn't pick it up. Vayinidiksiv, and that's indeed what it says in the pasuk. Shine rishoyim shibarta. Kedushim melokish. Darim shim melokish. Maidiksiv. Shine rishoyim shibarta. Atikri Shibarta that you broke, Elishiri Vafta, you extended. Says the Gemara, so what happened? Moshe Kamahava, how tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? Eser Amos. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. Shokel Nagabas Eser Amim. He took an axe that was 10 Amos long. Shover Eser Amim, and he jumped 10 Amos upwards. Umachi Bekursule, and he hit Oig on his ankle, the Katle, and that's how he killed him. Vevin Shioshala Moshe. The stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when Yeshua waged war against Amalek, the Ksiv, v'yidei Moshe kvedim, Moshe's hands were heavy from having them raised up to Hashem. V'yichu evin, so they took a stone, v'yisimu tachta v'yeshiv alav. So I saw that the Tal Torah asks, why, if they wanted to support Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to sit? So, answers the Tal Torah. We just learned in this Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. So if he was standing, they were regular height. They could never reach the top of his hands. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu sat down, and they were able, therefore, to reach his hands and support them. Vishta Shaloit, Shanema V'tabit Ishta Me'acharav, when Hashem saved Loit and his wife, he told him, Al Tabit, don't look backwards. She did, but Tehi Nitziv Melech, and she became a pillar of salt. And as the Beis Yosef says, that when you see the place of the Ishta Shaloit, you make 2 brachas. One is for the destruction of his wife, and one is for his Hatzalah. The Chaimus Yericha Shenivla, and the wall of Yericha that got swallowed into the ground, the Ksiv, and as the Mefarshim explained, this was a wall that was as thick as it was tall, and that's why even when it fell, it looked like it swallowed into the ground. Says the Rabbi Shlomo Kolonisa, all the nisim that we've mentioned are great nisim, and we say a bracha. But ask the Gemara, El Ishtash Loit Pernosohava, the wife of Loit represents punishment. Why do we make a bracha for that? Says the Gemara, indeed. Dama Baruch Daina Emes. Ask the Gemara. Vaidav Shvach Tani. Answers the Gemara. Aloit Vel Ishtam Baruch Hashtaim. As we said, you make two brachas. Alishta Yame Baruch Daina Emes. Veloit Yame Baruch Zoichas Tzadikim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Afil Bishas Kashu Shakarish Baruch Hu. Even at the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Zoichas Tzadikim. Shinemar. Vehi Bishach Salkim Es Orei Akikar. Even as a Kadosh Baruch Hu was destroying Stoim and Amoira, Vyiskel Kimis Avram, Vyishalach Esloit Mitoicha Afecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is with a Cheshbin. V'chaim Yishiricha Shenivla, ask the Gemara, V'chaim Yishiricha Nivla, as we mentioned, did the wall of Yericha get absorbed into the ground? V'nafel, it fell. Shenem V'yikishmai as Om's Kala Shoifer, V'yiriyam Tur Gedoil V'tipel Acham Mitachdeha. Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Pusiv Rumika Dodi Nenu, the width and the height were equivalent. Shemach Evlu Blui, it got swallowed up into the ground. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Abad Tzrichim L'Hoydes. There are four people that have to give thanks to Hashem. Yorda Yam, people that go through the Yam. Hochim Iberius, people who travel through the wilderness. Misha Yechaylov and Esrapa, somebody who was sick and got better Baruch Hashem. Or Misha Chavis Beis Asurim, somebody who was imprisoned for Yotza. So of course the Paiskim say that the prison that the Gemara refers to is where it was dangerous to be in prison. But somebody who is not in that type of a dangerous situation, of course he has to thank Hashem, but it's not the same. Furthermore, I saw from a sefer Or HaGonos that what's the thanking Hashem? We're thanking Hashem that even though we went through tzaris, so the pashup shot is that we thank Hashem that we got out. He says that after we get out, we realize that the tzaris that we had are for our good. And that's what we have to thank Hashem for. The pasuk says, V'chol ha-chayim yeducha selah. The word chayim is the Rosh HaTevis of chavish, yesurim, yam, and midbar. V'chol ha-chayim. Everybody who's in the category of this chayim are the people that have to give haidah to Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Paskin, what is pshat misha hoyo bebeis asurim? He means somebody who actually was in prison. But he says, if the person was on trial, and Baruch Hashem saved him, and he didn't end up going to jail, he doesn't have to say Birches HaGoymel. I saw from the Tferes Yoinason, he explains the Gemara that when a person had Yisurim and he comes out of those Yisurim, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking about him. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking about him, and that because no Oynish that happens to a person happens without Hashem thinking about it, for that he has to give a Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Sefer Ahavas Yisrael, if our Gemara is teaching us that somebody who was in Tzoris, he has to thank Hashem, certainly someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, that he doesn't have Tzoris at all, how much more does such a person have to think, how much more does such a person have to thank Hashem? The Michas HaLozer, however, says that the only time you say Birchas HaGoymel is something bad happened to you and you have to thank Hashem for what happened to you. But if the person, what happened to him is because he did something that the Halacha tells him not to do, he jumped into a fire when he wasn't supposed to jump into fire because he wanted to save his money, in such a situation, says the Michas HaLozer, that you brought this upon yourself, you don't say Birchas HaGoymel. Yodah Yom Manolan. So begins the Gemara, how do we know for each one of these situations you need to say Birchas HaGoymel? The Ksiv, Yodah Yom Banis. Heim Ro Mas Hashem, Vayim V'yamid Ruach Sa'ara, there was a stormy wind. Yalu Shmaim, Yeredu Saimus, the boat racked on top and bottom. Vayim Yechoygu V'yinoygu Kishikr, Vayim V'tzaku Al Hashem V'tzalahem, Hashem took him out of the distress. Hashem creates that the storm should come back to calm. V'omer, and then the pasuk says, V'yismachu ki yishtoiku, they're satisfied, they're happy because it quieted down. V'omer yod l'Hashem chazdoi neflois l'vnei adam. Hochem et baris menolan. How do we know somebody travels through the midbar? Has to say birch ha'goymel, the ksiv. Tov v'midbar v'yishimon. They wandered in the wilderness. Derech emosh v'leimotsu. They couldn't find an inhabited city. V'yitzaku al Hashem. V'yad v'chem v'derech yishayra. Yod l'Hashem chazdoi. Misha Cholov in the Srapa, how do we know that he has to say Birch Sagayim, the Ksiv, Avila Medera Pisham, fools, because they didn't act properly, or when the same Yisanu, because they did Averis, they are afflicted. Kaloichel Tesav Nafshim, they can't eat. They're sick. Yizaku El Hashem, Metzalahem, Yishlach Tvarim V'Yipayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them, Yodul Hashem Chazdoi, and they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were sitting in darkness, in the shadow of death. If they're punished because they must have done something bad, and they become humbled before Hashem, so why is the nusach of the bracha? Says the Gemara, the nusach of the bracha is it should be recited in front of 10 people. The Ksiv, Viroma B'Kalam. And Kalam always means 10 people. There's a Machloikus Achroinim. If when we speak about 10 people, does the person who's saying the Birchas HaGoymel, can he be one of the 10 people? The opinion of the Hilchos Ketanis, that just like by Chasna, the chosin could be one of the 10 people. So too by Birch HaGoymel, can the person who's reciting Birch HaGoymel be one of the 10 people? The Renach says differently. He says, Al Gemara says, V'tzorach l'idu kamei asara, that means there have to be 10 people besides him. Mazutra Amma, V'tzorach minai rabbonin. Two of the 10 people should be rabbonin. Shnema, V'moshiv zakeinim yaluka. Maskel Ravashi, if that's the way you're understanding the Pasuk, V'emekulu rabbonin. The entire group should be rabbonin. Says the Gemara, Mik Siv, Bekal Zakenim, Bekal Am, it's Siv. Ema Be'esar Shar Amo, Betray Rabbonin. Maybe it should be 10 regular people and on top of that, 2 Rabbonin, Kasha. But the halacha is that you only need 10 people. And if you don't have 2 Rabbonim amongst the 10 people, you could still say Birchas HaGoymel. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Cholosh V'Isbach. Rav Yehuda got ill and he got better. All Legabei Rav Chanan Bag Detov Rabbonin. And Rechanan Bar Gadaton and the other Rabbonim came to visit him. Amrilei, Brich Rechman de Yavach Lon, thank Hashem that you brought it to us. V'lo Yavach L'Afra. Amalu, Patatni Yassim L'Adiyi. I hear the bracha, I can be yoitz the mitzvah Brich Sagoymel. Ask the Gemara, V'boi, Omar Baya Duas Be'asor, you need 10 people. Says, Gemara, they have a Be'asor, there were 10 people there. Ask the Gemara, V'yik Loi Kamoida, but he didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, Loi Tzorach, if he said Amen, it's equivalent to him saying the bracha. Amar Yehuda, Shloisha Tzrich and Shima, the 3 types of people that need special protection. Ve'lehein, Chayla, sick person, Chosin, a Chosin, the Kala and the Kala. The Masnisatan, a Chayla, a sick person, a Chaya, a woman who just had a baby, Chosin, the Kala, the Yesh Amrim, Af Oval, the Yesh Amrim, Af Tamid Chacham Belayla, because the Shadim want to start up with a Talmud Chacham. And as I saw from the Pre-Chodesh, everybody needs protection at night. But a Talmud Chacham needs protection, a regular person only needs protection when he's sleeping. A Talmud Chacham needs protection even when he's awake.